Okay, so Os Tzadi Dalet and Os Tzadi Hei both talk about Achila and Achila and Shtiyah. Al Teicha Achila Gasa Ate Timolei Kreisucho. Do not overeat to the point that your stomach is full. Many illnesses come due to the problem that the person eats too much. Those who indulge in wine and meat, lest you forget your Creator and you shall sin. Okay. The Rambam talks about Achila. He has a long arichas about Achila. And here's a challenge. Any person tells me that he eats L'shem Shemayim gets very nervous. Unless that person is a tremendous tzaddik in many, many areas. So either he's fooling himself or he's lying. Both of those are not healthy. If he's lying, he has one advantage. At least he knows the reality of where he holds it. Just he's looking for covet. He's fooling himself. He's coming along as a spiritual person who believes that he has reached tremendously high spiritual madrigas, and usually the person is not really fitting that point, and he plots it at some point in time. So we're going to eat, and we're going to enjoy eating. I once heard from Yeshiva said, "A real Beinoni is a person who enjoys the Gishmishtikal Torah and enjoys a piece of cake. A person who's gorgor tamachachum, she says cake is gishmak. Teir is gishmak. Cake? Teir is gishmak." But I think for us for now, Benin is not such a bad madrega to try and reach, right? We should enjoy a shekel Torah, enjoy a piece of cake. That was one Friday night that we were learning with the Shiva, so the Rebbetzin, after we were learning together in the house, so Rebbetzin brought in some cake. So some of the guys' eyes lit up a little bit, the Rebbetzin's cake, and that's what Shiva says. Cake is gishmak? Cake is gishmak? Cake? You can esh in a Mishnah. You can eat a Mishnah. Elu mitchiyish shalei. Elu chayiv lachmish. Like you hear him chopping, he's smacking his lips over a Mishnah. So that's probably the only time in my life I heard a person smack their lips over a Mishnah. Pashat Shiva was like Pashat. He was enjoying the words. He was eating the words. It was an awesome sight to see. But we're not, that's beautiful stories to say. They are not where we're holding. So a person should eat food, and a person should eat food in a way which he enjoys. Russian made food that it tastes good and it's easier to absorb. So where is the L'shem Shemayim in the food? So there are a few areas. One of them is not overeating. They say that I'm sitting there eating L'shem Shemayim. I mean, it's cool because I enjoy the food. But at the end of the day, the real purpose of eating is to be healthy, to be able to serve a Kaddish Baruch. So if I overeat, which the result of that is that it causes illnesses, so that I have no excuse to. I'm eating the food anyway, so I might as well eat, I need to eat food. It's important to eat food. It's very healthy. As far as I know, most people don't eat food. Don't last that long, right? Good thing, eat food. All right? What did the rabbi say today? He said, eat. Good. You're eating anyway. And the food tastes good, so it absorbs better. It's better for your system, etc. Also good. Eating achila gasa is pashut. It's the opposite. That's number one. Number two, I heard a shiur from Matazio, which I'm guilty of. It's called grazing. You know, cows graze. They're in the field, and the whole week, the whole day they just eat. Says we have meal times. There's breakfast, there's lunch, and there's supper. Certain people graze like the whole day. Like they sit at their desk and they're munching and they're doing the whole day they're eating. You know, this is there's no need to eat the whole day. Yes, a person needs to eat, and he should eat, two meals a day, three meals a day, and he should eat well, and he should eat enough, and he should be full, and he should, but the grazing is hard to justify. And the third thing is, Shira Isaac Gosban once said it must have been a Shabbat Torah. He said, in Europe, they would ask a person at the end of the meal, are you still hungry? In America, they ask you, are you full? It's an awesome line. There's no goal to fill your body up. Your goal is that you shouldn't be hungry anymore. There's a gap between not being hungry and being full. I'm not hungry anymore. I have no need to eat anymore. I'm not full. There's still room. The Ram actually says in the Hilchos Day is that actually a person's stomach works better when it's not totally full, because the person's stomach, it needs to grind the food and move it around, etc. You need space. The person should try not to eat till he's full. It actually would be better, doctors say nowadays, the person eat more meals which are smaller than to eat, 2 or 3 large meals a day. Those are goals which a person can aim for. Again, not overnight. I happen to person enjoys potato chips, so it's not to give up cold turkey all the potato chips. But a person can look to limit. So the Ravid says that instead of fasting is a better idea. Stop eating before you're full. It says it doesn't undermine your health at all because you're eating. It has the same level of kapara as a tinnitus, because it's actually much harder to eat than to control yourself before the end than to not eat at all. So if you ever tried it for a while, you'll see what I'm talking about. Just one more piece, why not? One more piece is what, not really necessary. I'm not really hungry, just why not? It's here. We are living in a society which has an abundance of food, which probably, barring what it was not Chazal, which I have no idea, it's been for the last 1,000 years, the ability to produce food and the wealth to purchase food. We're living in unprecedented times in that regard. So the Ravid says you get a much greater kapara controlling yourself, not eating till you're full, than not eating at all. Okay, we're not going to stop the tennis because of that, excuse me for being cynical, because people will talk and say, we don't fast, just do this instead. They will end up doing neither, because once they eat, it's very hard to stop. What's the name of the one of those potato chip companies? Nobody can eat just one.
Pringles.
Pringles. That's what it is. Pringles. Nobody can eat just one. Right. So I've decided to show them wrong. Eat just one. Just off, push it out to the guy, Bishop Boy. I can control myself and eat just one. The next time I ate, I ate more than one. So. So I'll tell Achila Gas, that's Tamali Kreisko. A person does not want to eat to the point that he feels that he's full. The Rama makes a whole list of different things. When a person eats too much, it definitely causes illness. So you can't justify it. You can justify eating. And said, hey, he says, the Rambam brings down the title of this phrase of Sevoi Zayin Zele Basar is a person who eats gluttonously. Excuse me for saying it. I think the modern version of this issue, which would be the fourth issue about Achila, is making it a topic. Right? People have a need to sleep. Most people don't talk about, a lot of sleep, little sleep, so much sleep, sleep is so geschmack. Maybe your roommate say, how you doing? I'm tired. Need some sleep. Okay, great. Did you get some sleep? We got some sleep. Was it quality sleep or not quality sleep? Do you find that the sleep in the city of Washington is better than the sleep in the city of New York? Did you find the restaurants in Washington better than the restaurants in New York? Why is food, which is also a need, more like a topic of conversation? I was in City X. Yeah, it's a good city. Why? Because they have good restaurants. Like, really? That's why it's a good city? That's why it's a nice city? Because they have good restaurants? Like, people, there's a multi-billion-dollar industry about, food tourism. People go to different places to experience different types of food opportunities. It becomes it should be a topic of conversation, So the person who can afford to go to a restaurant, so they have good restaurants, so they have their topic of conversation. I think I've overheard the Bachram, learning arts to serve. This family is a good place to go to because they have good food. Maybe it's a good place to go. I understand Bachram's hungry. I get it. Maybe it's a good place to go because the father is a very engaging person. You feel inspired. You feel affected. The house is a house of chesed. You feel warm there. You feel warmth there. You feel secure, comfortable there. There may be many other reasons we want to focus on than food. So that's the fourth point. It shouldn't be a topic of conversation. It shouldn't be something like you eat. So when I got married, I decided, I kept my wife. My food is good. My wife is a very good cook. But when I put food in front of me, I eat. I don't like it. I'm eating it. Now, I grew up in Tel Shiva. My first experience at Cholent was in Tel Shiva. The first time I saw it, I was repulsed, to put it lightly. You eat this stuff. Eventually, I got used to it. Tel Shiva, the Cholent they make was like a drier Cholent. My wife made a superior Cholent. So I ate the Cholent. Okay, my share is a joke. But a guy gets married, his wife makes supper, and he says, it was really good, but not like mama makes it used to make. And the next night she tries something else, really good, not like mama used to make. And going on for months and months, not like mama used to make. 1 week she got doing something else, she forgot, and she ended up burning the supper. Because somebody says, just like mama used to make. So, we were married 10 years. One Shabbos, my wife was looking at me, I was like, what did I do wrong? She says, you took doubles for Cholent. I said, okay. She says, it's the first time in 10 years of marriage you've taken doubles for Cholent. I said, really? She said, yeah. So that week my wife had burned the Cholent, it was much drier than usual. So I liked it better. She said, just like my mom used to make. I said, yeah. So that was the joke. So my wife said, why do you say something? I made up my mind, I'm not going to talk about food. She said, I don't want to make it a conversation. You put it in front of me, eat it. I happen to like this more, so I'll take doubles and all the ones. She said she would have preferred if I told her, because she wants to make food that I enjoy. So you have to balance it out. But,